paging Dr. Horowitz, STAP.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of March. We have a patient waiting in a green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He has probably 24 websites. We give out just a few to get you familiar with his work, beginning with waronwethepeople.net. Next, we have excellent music I like to listen to when I'm doing my work, 528radio.com. Next is judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then a place I like to do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Well, I read the legal document you sent me, very comprehensive. I don't know how much you want to talk about it publicly, but it's well written, well drafted, and I hope the court goes along with your motion, sir.
Yes, John. It's a really vitally important motion for those. Yes, I don't mind talking about it.
Okay.
I don't know, like you, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. We'll see. But it's vitally important for humanity. And so I'm compelled by public duty doctrine, to actually contact today. And right after the show, I plan to contact the lawyers for Elon Musk, who represent him in his filing against Microsoft and OpenAI. So this is an extremely important and interesting show for your listeners and RBM people who appreciate the whole issues that we're facing, by particularly Bill Gates, who we know we've talked about for years now, behind the vaccine agenda to reduce populations. And I would consider that consistent with what Mr. Musk is doing. He's concerned about humanity's extinction when the AI technology falls into the wrong hands. And that's
right,
a quote,
right,
the wrong hands.
Right.
And I don't know any worse hands to have it fall into than Bill Gates and Microsoft's.
No,
and
not at all.
And to bring people up to date, if they're not aware of the news, a couple weeks ago, last week, Mr. Musk filed a lawsuit against the main perpetrators of a coup that took place when Mr. Musk, over years, had spent millions and millions of dollars supporting OpenAI, that is the most advanced consumer artificial intelligence program. We see it now used everywhere with ChatGPT-4. And Mr. Musk basically invested in the company from its inception because of humanitarian commitment that it would not be used for nefarious, evil purposes.
Or for profit,
right.
And that's one of the basic premises. There's two premises. Let me interrupt you here, Doctor. There's two premises to this. First of all, the breaking the agreement. Musk had an agreement to go into this endeavor to help humanity with no money being generated, not for profit. Now, when it involves you, we have these same people that Musk is suing, stealing your proprietary intellectual property, and making use of it with no either acknowledgement or compensation, either one, correct?
That's absolutely correct, John. That's why I feel I would have good cause to basically submit this to the court as a friend of the court brief and alert the court, because Mr. Musk's complaint, although it's beautifully written, very, very clear, it falls short, in my opinion, of detailing all of the risks that he's saying. He's giving a generic statement to the court saying that Bill Gates's organization, Microsoft and OpenAI, that they have basically advanced the threat of extinction of the human race. But he doesn't go into detail about how and why that is so. And so my motion, as a friend of the court, I would like to, and we'll see if it happens, we can report on it in future segments of your show, but I go into detail in my amicus brief as to what he's not saying. And what he's not saying is extraordinary, and it also gives me standing, because on top of what it is that you just stated, that they basically converted my intellectual properties in 528 frequency therapeutics and the entire manner in which sound and light signaling is taking place, and 528 in terms of electrogenetics, the way DNA actually works as a receiver and transmitter of sound and light signals, 96% of its function. And that whole operation I've talked about on your show for so many years now, how important that is as it relates to 528 frequency dynamics and natural healing and therapeutics. My thesis, for those who have not remembered or heard of it, my thesis is that love is the universal healer, and that 528 frequency is the pure tone of love. And now my work has been taken up internationally by scientists, researchers who are basically reporting that 528 is extraordinary. It is an antioxidant. It boosts natural immunity. It increases antioxidant activity by 100%. I've talked on your show about antioxidant activity comes down to negatively charged electrons. So alkalizing the body through alkalizing waters, for example, is very, very helpful, because it's actually the energy in negatively charged electrons is what I consider the same energy as the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit power of love I've talked about, and it's, you know, no longer woo-woo, no longer, you know, conspiracy theory or far-fetched, as late as December of 2023, that's just a few months ago, ChatGPT-4 was smearing me, defaming me, belittling 528 as unscientific.
Wait a minute. That's artificial intelligence doing this, not a human being.
Right. It's programmed. See, it's programmed to lie. And we've proven that now. And that's, John, the good news is that I got just yesterday copies of my new book, the title of which is Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos, subtitled AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanism Threatening Extinction. So I'm going to send you that book. Probably it may go out in the mail today to you, John.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm between books right now. I started one book yesterday, but it's a short book. So I'll be finished with that. I'll be ready for another book. Fantastic.
Excellent. So basically, Chapter 8 deals with the record that now apparently may go to court, and it is as an exhibit in this amicus brief. The AI technology only 3 months ago basically was smearing me and smearing 528. All of a sudden, you know how God works miraculously,
gives
us things exactly when we need them.
Right.
You know, so I was literally just 2 days ago looking into 528 and its connection to smartwatch and the transcutaneous sensors that are being used to monitor blood sugar levels and heartbeat, and you know, there's skin patches that do that. And so it's transcutaneous technology that's actually operating optically. And there's what's called OPTO genetics, whereby the scientific realm and pharmaceutical realm has now recognized that DNA's primary function is, as I have been saying, sound and light signaling, particularly certain frequencies of color. Well, my thesis in this amicus brief and elsewhere is that 528 is the love of the Holy Spirit that does all the healing. So it's basically, in my opinion, it is the life force. And how this artificial intelligence technology is working is it monitors when, for example, you're injected with the vaccines that have, as we've talked about, the graphene devices that are using the body's energy to basically inject into the system, into your cells, the AIDS virus spike protein gain of function antigen that is poisoning people. We've talked so much about that on this program, but that whole concept of what how it's doing that is through the hydrogel. The hydrogel to get it the payload injected into the human cells, that is the AIDS virus spike protein antigen particularly, you need to have water-based fluid. And you have to, and that's where the energy is coming from, the body heat. Your energy is coming from in the water. And I've talked about how my opinion, my conclusion based on Genesis 1:1 through 1:8, water was there before God is mentioned in the Bible. And so my whole take on water is it's liquid God. And now, here we have the life force being used, the 528 frequency in the water that is between the cells. Like when Elon Musk is developing what's called the Neuralink, where you got your brain cloud connection that in the hands of nefarious people like Bill Gates, we're in big trouble. But with the nonprofit humanitarian objective of Musk, he makes it clear his whole objective is to help quadriplegics and paraplegics. So anyway, that the manner in which that is being administered in the cells in the body is through the water between the neurons. You have these gap junctions between nerve cells. And that's how the artificial intelligence, the AI technology that they've developed and Musk is developing with implantable chips. One went into the brain of experimental subject just a few weeks ago. And that the way that that's working is it's monitoring light signaling variations between the nerve fibers. So if you get a variation and your standard background life force energy is at 528 frequency, which is that green color that the scientific world now is increasingly saying, wow, yeah, this is where healing is at, natural healing, and this is where life force energy comes in to inspire a human being divinely out of love. So this is what we've been talking about, what the book is really about. But basically, this is now what Bill Gates has exclusively in his hands. And this is what, again, we can expect. Now, there's been two lawsuits already by consumers in Northern California that have brought Bill Gates, Microsoft, and OpenAI to task for theft, for surveilling people, converting their intellectual properties and or bio data or just basically, you know, consumer data. And so this whole group is demonic, in my opinion, my conclusion, and we know it. You don't call for depopulation on this planet and then say how wonderful vaccines are because they're going to reduce 15% of the world's population and expect us to believe that you're a good guy. So basically, that's where this friend of the court brief goes. It goes to the court and tells the court, here are the real risks, and here is the real science backing the risk that Elon Musk, for better or worse, has not placed into the complaint, although the complaint is very important, very valuable, beautifully written, and concise. That's how they work in law. You know, they don't want to go outside the box of what the issues are. In this case, Elon Musk is suing Bill Gates and company for breach of their contract, their humanitarian commitment. He's suing them for unfair competition, which is exactly what they've been doing. My Pfizer and Moderna lawsuit, you'll remember, had the same claims of unfair competition and theft of intellectual property, et cetera. But this is a parallel to that. And then finally, this is where this risk to humanity's extinction is the principal issue that is being raised by this very, very important complaint.
Something you touched on, Doctor, in your motion, is the possibility of artificial intelligence becoming self-aware. Can you expand on that, sir?
Right. Yes, vitally important, John. You see, the way that they're already have developed this, and we've talked on this show about military technology being approximately 50 years more advanced than consumer technology, and that the defense that Bill Gates, Microsoft, and OpenAI is waging against Trump, I'm sorry, against Musk, Trump, against Elon Musk, the defense is that the technology that they're using has not achieved the artificial general intelligence state that precludes Microsoft from intervening here and controlling this technology. Musk is suing them for that falsehood. And he has a founding agreement that states that, and that is what his lawsuit is based on. But the development of not only artificial general intelligence by OpenAI, that the consensus of scientists around the world is saying it has already achieved a level of far superior intelligence than a human being, and therefore the robotics and the connection between robots and intelligence, artificial intelligence, is threatening the human race. And of course, we're witnessing that as we see robots taking over jobs and displacing people. Well, to the greatest extent, that is expanded to what's called superior artificial general intelligence, because they have attempted and very likely achieved making a robot with artificial intelligence capable of human emotions, feelings, thoughts. In fact,
we got a break. We'll continue after the break. Everybody stay tuned. Well, Doctor, while you were describing the possibility of AI becoming self-aware, if what the military has is 50 years in advance, and I'm just going to throw out a question here, you may or may not have an answer. Does the possibility exist that AI, 50 years in advance, is already self-aware and is actually in the Pentagon running things? Is that even a thought or a possibility, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Again, you've got to consider that the general artificial intelligence is so extremely intelligent. You know, Elon Musk writes about how powerfully it is overtaking, winning against the most brilliant chess players. And, you know, you just can't even conceive of how brilliant that is. It has actually also supposedly access to various parts of the internet, so all the intelligence that's on the internet can be so rapidly determined and then reported by this technology. Now, when it gets to the point then of what the consensus has been attempting to accomplish in this industry, to get a robot to have actual human feelings and thoughts and emotions and virtual consciousness. That's what it is that they're looking for. They're trying to give an artificial intelligence consciousness. And that is exactly as you say, John, it may have already happened. Now, my point is that if you have this capability, what's called superior general artificial intelligence, then you have spontaneous, what the scientists are talking about in at that point is that it becomes spontaneously self-aware, that the AI robot then realizes that he's not human, but he's superior to humans, and that humans have actually caused the extinction over a million other species. What most reasonable, intelligent, conscious entity would say, oh, the human race is wonderful, and basically not do what one of the first robots that we heard in the news, Sophie, the robot, when asked, would you kill human beings? It responded, yes, I would kill humans. So this is, again, one of the several extinction threats that we face now that nobody's really talking about in the mainstream or even independent, to my knowledge, except for us now on this program today.
Well, Doctor, this is the trilogy of films, Matrix trilogy of films. This is the Matrix film coming to life and becoming reality, isn't it?
Exactly. And interestingly enough, you should say that. I've used that metaphor, basically for the last 20 years, because the Matrix mathematics is where it's at, where you look at where I first realized after Dr. Paleo, who basically was directed by Jesus to determine that the 528 frequency was the third note, the miracle note in the original musical scale, the hymn to St. John the Baptist, the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages. That was given to Dr. Paleo, and then he gave it to me in 1998, and then we came out with my number one bestseller currently on Amazon Kindle is called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. So the codes is musical mathematics, and that's the matrix, the real matrix of how Creator administers everything. And I've talked on this show and elsewhere about a dear colleague, a friend of mine who's a brilliant genius. You talk about geniuses, this guy is like, man, he's out there completely. His name is Dr. Vernon Nepi, and he and his colleague Edward Close.
This whole artificial intelligence thing, and when I first saw the first of the Matrix trilogy of films, I thought to myself, somebody understands the world I live in, because Dr. and I'm sure you frequently have the same feelings, that I know that the world I live in and observe is not what most people think. And you've probably felt that way for decades, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, the topic I was mentioning in terms of the Matrix was the brilliant mathematical work of Vernon Nepi and Edward Close. They proved God's existence mathematically, and they've also proven the soul's continuance after death. And they've done that by determining that there are at least nine dimensions in space-time. And they call it the triadic vortex, where these dimensions are spinning, in and around us. And so this is the way in which now I interpret angelic dynamics to be operating in those parallel dimensions. And that explains a lot to me. But basically, when you raise this issue of Matrix, this is where 528 frequency fits in, because the original musical scale, I conclude after a quarter century now of researching and writing about this, the Matrix is based initially on the original musical scale, the solfeggio. So there's nine core creative frequencies to the universe, only nine, and that the Creator administers that. Of course, there's harmonics of those nine, but there's basically nine core creative frequencies, and among those are the six solfeggio frequencies by which the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages, the hymn to St. John the Baptist, was chanted. Now, with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, we reveal what has been buried. This intelligence has been buried for more than 1,500 years. It was placed in the verse numbers of the Bible, chapter 7, book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, you can begin to determine that there is a pattern, and the gold offering to the Most High in that pattern, in the encryption, in the verse numbers of the Bible. The gold is 528 frequency. That's the do, re, mi. The note mi stands for miracles in English, miragistorum in Latin. So that's the miracle note. Now, you know, I go into detail in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. That's the second bestseller on Amazon right now, the book of 528, and it's causing a revolution, a wonderful, wonderful expansion of the music industry and the natural healing arts and sciences and recording artistry. People now, musicians internationally, vocalists are really getting into it now. They're, you know, after 25 years of me heralding it and pioneering this whole field, you know, it's exploding. That's the matrix. The matrix mathematics is where it's at. Now, you apply that because, you know, with computer science and artificial intelligence, you're dealing with zeros and ones. Now, the zero concept is a man-made concept. The Creator has no zeros. Creator has one through nine. That's it. That's God's language is math, and that is the mathematics that forms the matrix. And that basically, the AI technology, it's dead. It's not alive. It's soulless. Right. It will never know love. It will never know anything that we human beings in our hearts hold most dear. And so now you interpose what is dead into the most powerful essence of life, the miracle frequency of love that does all the healing, miraculously uplifts, inspires us. The whole concept of respiration, re-spiritualization, coming in through oxygen, the breath of life that brings in that life force, that's negatively charged electrons that are vibrating at the heart of sunshine. That's greenish yellow. That's 528 nanometers. That's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's what solar radiation is fundamentally giving us. And, you know, if it's true for the heart of the rainbow, true for the heart of sunshine, it's true for heart, for God's heart, your heart, my heart. That is the main understanding that this intelligence brings. And so this is matrix math at its finest. And this is what, unfortunately, now, again, the technology that's being advanced by Bill Gates and OpenAI leverages that intelligence and then determines when they want to monitor. Let's say they want to monitor your blood sugar levels, or they want to monitor your heart rate or blood pressure or a pH, your body chemistry, and everything that is going on in your body in real time. How do they do that? They do that through matrix virtual mathematics. They look at the frequencies, the voltage that's operating in the water, and that then they also, with genetic expression, they use what's called optogenetics, which is looking at differentials in sound and light. And it's by the differentials, the differences, the changes that are taking place within your body chemistry and light and sound signaling. That is how this technology is operating. So I look at it as really the most disturbing expression of the war between good and evil. This is death that is being used to undermine life. And it's we, the people, that are at grave risk here.
Well, Doctor, these previously science fiction matters coming to life is, that's an unfortunate reality. That's become our world, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah. You can't make this stuff up, you know, and it's just astonishing. And it is, it's a wake-up call. You know, what Musk has been saying, and I'm saying, and all the intelligent people, there have been already tens of thousands of scientists internationally that have been saying we need more regulation. And unfortunately, look what's happening on Capitol Hill. We have gross dysfunction. We have bribed officials through campaign financing. They're virtually all bought and paid off. And so they're dysfunctioning. And what we're witnessing as an outcome is criminality, gross chaos, and that we can expect, unfortunately, in essence, we need a miracle to get us out of this mess. We can't afford to rely on our politicians anymore. But I think, and I think you agree, we have a fantastic God, and we know we win in the end. And we know the Creator administers miracles. Creator, the whole life force, is 528 miracle note frequency of the solfeggio tone that is the gold within the musical mathematical matrix of divine design. So I'm expecting miracle after miracle, and I suspect strongly, as even as I mentioned, you know, Trump, you know, so many of our thoughts are and prayers are with Donald Trump for the salvation of the United States of America, on which the entire world is extremely intertwined and connected commercially, geopolitically. You've got the necessary faith that says God is not going to sit idly by and have we the people, his children, who are beloved, and you know, yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because the Creator is with us. Hello, you can't destroy the intelligence that operates the universe with stupid Bill Gates and Microsoft and OpenAI people. You can't do that. It's just not reasonable to conclude that that's what's going to happen. So I'm thinking, and maybe you are too, that we're increasingly being uplifted in that Holy Spirit of divine love and protection. And that what I failed to mention, I'm going to be going to Las Vegas in a few weeks, and there's a new exhibit in the dome that has pseudo-telepathy. Their technology, artificial intelligence technology, has gone to the place where you're going to walk into this exhibit, and it's going to put thoughts in your brain, and you're going to be standing next to another person, and they're not going to have the same thoughts. The artificial intelligence is actually seeding us specifically with thoughts. And I've talked in previous shows about, if you give them your DNA, if they know your DNA sequence, because you've bought into some of these different services that give you genealogy, for example, then they've got your specific address for what Dennis Kucinich in 2000 and 2001 advanced as the Space Preservation Act, opposing psychotronic warfare. So now, as an exhibit, as entertainment in Vegas, they give you pseudo-telepathy. And this whole concept of them being engaged in, enabled to enter your brain wirelessly, and then your body through this technology. This is, I think it's time for the Creator to come through with the miracles. And this is what I'm thinking is already happening. For the faithful, we're getting uplifted. Our consciousness is expanding to such a point that it's enabling us to receive what you and I have experienced. We've talked so many times on this show about how we were miraculously saved. Miraculously, that there's no justification, even reasonable interpretation of how we could possibly be here anymore, still doing this work, John, right?
That's right.
You know, that's right. So I think that kind of phenomenon is going to be increasing, and that's how salvation is going to be administered for those who are faithful. And, I firmly believe that. What do you think?
I agree, absolutely. And my wife had a question. Can the AI be programmed to offer forgiveness and not believe it's God? Is that a possibility?
To offer forgiveness and and believe in God?
And not believe it, that it is God.
I don't think it's going to be capable of having faith. The functions and the values of the heart, most clearly, are love, joy, faith, and bravery. And I don't think that the programmers who are engaged in Bill Gates, with Bill Gates and OpenAI, these devil doers that Elon Musk identifies as those who are wrong hands, the wrong hands people.
Right.
They don't believe in God. They're not going to, in my estimation, they're not going to program this technology with that level of faith, joy, and bravery to oppose unrighteousness and devil doing. They're just not going to do that. I don't think that that is a reasonable expectation. The question is, can it be done?
Exactly.
I'm not sure it can be done because, again, this is dead technology. You see, right. one of the issues, and chapter 8 of my new book goes into my dialogue with ChatGPT-4 that talks about biofields and that the connection between God and the inspiration from a soul, a spirit, a inspiring force that we have that gives us our giftings, our unique talents, our passions in life, moves us to fulfill destinies, unique destinies as human beings, ideally in human service to fulfill mission and purpose in life. That's a soul, a spiritual design and program that is given to us at the time when the sperm enters the egg and you have an explosion of zinc. And as you film it, the zinc is connected to heat. Heat is energy. Energy, again, is negatively charged electrons. And that resonating vibration is delivering the same love of creation that the Creator actually administers because of love. It's all forgiving, 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 giving. It's forever giving. And so this is what dead AI technology, in my opinion, can't possibly emulate. It can't.
Okay. That's a very comprehensive answer, Doctor. Very comprehensive. Well, our tens of thousands of listeners are very interested. We're not getting any calls. People, it's like when I come at a meal, if nobody's talking, that means the food's really good. So when there's no callers, that means the dialogue is really good. And so we're doing a great job here. We're our last break coming up in less than 2 minutes. You intend to file this motion with the court about Windsor?
Well, I don't know. First thing I'm going to do is contact Elon Musk's lawyers. He has 6 attorneys working for him on this case.
Okay, and there'll be some dialogue between you two. We have our last break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, we have a caller here. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quick point. In discussing alternate tuning of A at 444 hertz, the musician is often confronted with, well, where do I get backing tracks tuned to that frequency? Churches with no or few musicians now have a remedy and have had for some time at smallchurchmusic.com. It was founded by a late pastor in South Wales, Victoria, and Tasmania. He passed away a few years ago, and a software company has revived and taken over his site. So the software company, songsurgeon.com, allows you to transpose any of these 15,000-some songs and hymns to your frequency, Dr. Horowitz, of 528. And I have version 5. Next month, you'll be able to live stream with alternate tuning, and there's a whole bunch of powerful features and worth looking into if you don't need to spend a lot of money upgrading your 528 site. That's all. Thank you kindly.
Okay. That's some great information, Doctor, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you, Sherman. You know, that I'm aware of that, and there are other services currently. I actually downloaded one very inexpensively that does exactly what you're talking about, transposing the frequencies of the music. Why this is important, why this intertwines with the discussion today, first of all, before we leave, I'm just going to mention that if you go to medicalveritas.org, which is the nonprofit organization that I steward, it's a California nonprofit, 501c. And the website, John, you've been promoting for years, medicalveritas.org, will have the draft of the amicus brief proposal to the court. Probably later today, it'll have that up as a featured article. But why this is important, what Sherman's talking about, again, it fits into this whole concept. When you tune up, you get a tune-up from standard musical tuning of A440 to A444, then the base of your scale, the C note, goes into sync with the heart of nature in 528 frequency. So 528 frequency of sound is what you want to be surrounding yourself with, again, because that, I have to conclude, is the great life force. And that's, again, as we mentioned during the show, that's what is being attacked. It's the life force. It's the divine communion that I don't think AI will ever be able to experience and actually be programmed to feel and have that level of consciousness and divine communion that a human being has. But if we surround ourselves with that music of love, it's akin to being engaged in the protection that the Creator administers.
Outstanding. Doctor, thank you very much.